local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
706 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Dr. Bill's forecast is on the way. First, we'll check in with Kane for the reduced traffic.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, wrapping up the accident we've got at Airport and Burr Ridge Drive West. Still looks good as traveling from Tillman's Corner in Theodore along Highway 90, I-10 from Theodore Dawes Road out towards Grand Bay Wilma Road, and no delays coming in from the Eastern Shore. The Bayway, the Causeway looks great. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, where you can shop online at SpringHillToyota.com, and they can deliver and complete all the paperwork online. Call 450-1000. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered showers today with temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy and warmer with isolated showers and highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. As a sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile charged with bringing in sporting events, we understand the serious nature of dealing with the COVID-19 coronavirus as it relates to sporting events in our area. As we all navigate through this unprecedented situation, many of our events coming up in the next 30 to 60 days are being postponed, canceled, or TBD'd. So to keep up with the latest, please visit our website, mobilesportsauthority.com, or our Facebook for updates. With your safety, we still say go all out. We do.
FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Tuesday. Sean and Dalton, Dr. Bill with our forecast and a full weather discussion with him coming up at around 7:35. We'll check in. And I mentioned the traffic reduction. I don't know what the percentage is, but if you don't see it out there, you're not seeing what I'm seeing. And we are, like, where our studios are a pretty darn busy area. We're at Airport and 65. And there's still traffic happening out there. And let me tip the hat to the essential workers out there. Mm-hmm. Thank you, y'all, for the jobs you do. Still heading into work. But the traffic is way down.
Yeah, I've been getting out a little later than I normally like to in the morning. Mm-hmm. I got a little extra responsibilities with the dogs and things at home. So I didn't make it out the door until right at 5 when the curfew was lifted this morning.
That's right.
And I think that a lot of people were waiting at the starting gates to get out and get to work, because at 5 a.m. I saw more than normal for me in the morning. But I think
I'm seeing a lot less.
Maybe that's people waiting until 5 to get going because of the curfew, but there are a lot of essential workers out there that still have to get to work.
So, but the traffic, if you ride around during the day, I think you can definitely tell that the stay-at-home order, that people are following this, or they just don't have jobs to go to right now or school to go to, and the traffic is reduced. And with that, we can't go anywhere, but the gas prices are down, too.
I mean, way down.
You know, I think it's $1.92 nationally and way, way below that here locally. So,
yeah, in general, I agree. Traffic way down compared to normal, which is good. You don't want, if we're going to lower this number of cases and not overrun the hospitals, that's what you want to see, people getting distant from each other.
That's for sure. All right, let's look at it by the numbers, as we are always looking at the numbers from the Alabama Department of Public Health and their update here for cases of COVID-19 in the state of Alabama. We have how many confirmed cases?
2,006 confirmed cases in the state, so we passed that 2,000 mark yesterday. There are 32 deaths from the illness currently. 14,765 total tests have been counted by ADPH, which is great to see that number continue to rise, and rise much faster than the number of confirmed cases. They've added a stat on the site: hospitalizations since March 13th, that's now up to 240 due to COVID-19. Looking at the counties around us, 38 cases in Baldwin County with one death, 148 cases in Mobile County with 5 deaths, 6 cases in Washington County with 1 death, 9 cases in Clark County, 5 in Monroe, 3 in Escambia, 6 in Choctaw, 2 in Conecuh, and 13 cases now in Wilcox County.
As we look at the numbers outside our state, the state that gets the most attention here along the Gulf Coast is one we've been watching for a couple weeks, and that is Louisiana. Yesterday, Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said the latest numbers from the novel coronavirus in Louisiana are encouraging to him. He said, we're starting to see real signs that these mitigation measures we put in weeks ago are starting to bear results. We're hopeful that we're seeing the beginning of the flattening of the curve. Let me give you a comparison on that. Yesterday, in Louisiana, over 1,800 new cases of coronavirus in Louisiana. Let me point back. We have how many total cases in Alabama?
In Alabama, 2,006 at this point.
Louisiana added almost that many new cases in just one day. Louisiana, while not in total number of cases anywhere near the top, of course, that's New York with 131,916,000 cases. But per capita, Louisiana has one of the highest rates of COVID-19 infection in these United States. And to give you a comparison here, so Louisiana, with 14,867 cases, is just a touch behind the state of California, where this latest run of where COVID-19 was earlier, and a way bigger state. California has 16,363 cases. Louisiana, 14,867,000. More than Massachusetts, Florida, Pennsylvania, Illinois, only being bested by California, Michigan, New Jersey, and New York.
Yeah, and if you look at the total cases per 1 million in the population, of course, New York is very high. So is New Jersey right now. But Louisiana right behind them with 3,188 cases per million at this point.
All right, so when we look at the one of the big stories last week was the state of Florida and Governor DeSantis having, you know, I don't know whether to call him a checkpoint or just a with the right point thing to call it. I know I talked specifically to Mark Holliday, who works with us, who went through it. He said they just asked him if he had been to Louisiana, if he'd been to Connecticut or New York. And he said no. And he said they waved him right through. So I don't know if it's a checkpoint or a safety stop. I don't know exactly what they're calling it. But they're doing the same thing, not just in Florida, but on the line going west out of Louisiana. And they're checking folks coming into Texas. More on that now from Clayton Neville from Westwood One.
Governors in states like Rhode Island, Florida, and Texas, and others have implemented travel restrictions amid an increased number of COVID-19 cases. That includes stopping some drivers at the state lines coming from out of state to remind them of a quarantine requirement. Texas Governor Greg Abbott mandated quarantine for anyone driving into Texas from Louisiana last month, but until this week, enforcement was based on the honor system. Now the governor's ramping things up.
We will be working more aggressively to reduce the number of people who are traveling from Louisiana into the state of Texas.
Louisiana reporting more than 14 confirmed coronavirus cases and over 500 deaths. 62 of the state's 64 parishes are now affected. Governor Abbott says checkpoints are now set up along the state line, manned by state troopers.
You will be pulled over to a checkpoint by the Texas Department of Public Safety, and you will be required to quarantine for 14 days in the state of Texas if you come across the border.
President Trump was asked about the checkpoints during his daily coronavirus briefing and voiced his support.
I understand why he's doing that, because he knows who he has, and he doesn't want people coming in if they should maybe, you know, not be to the liking of the doctors. Look, he's done a great job. He's done a great job with this case, as have many other governors, but he's done a great job.
He took the opportunity to tout prevention at the southern border.
One of the things I thought you were going to say is we've been very tough on our southern border, as you know, very, very tough. And part of that's because of the fact that we have so much, you know, when you talk about 160 miles of new wall, nobody's coming through that. Nobody, not even close.
Back in Texas, state troopers will check in on travelers during their quarantine. Commercial and healthcare workers, though, exempt from the order. I'm Clayton Neville.
So even harder lockdown on Louisiana's west there than Florida's doing, which obviously not a border, but a lot of people traveling that way. All right, coming up, Business Council of Alabama has experts that can help answer your coronavirus relief questions, and point out that coming up at 1 o'clock today, it's our friend Cam Marston and What's Working Special Edition, where he's tackling the issues that are facing small businesses, getting the guest on to answer your questions. We'll talk more about that, but Cam's show on at 1 o'clock today on FM Talk 106.5. Plus, I have Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth joining me at noon for Midday Mobile. He's rolling out some of the things being done in the state of Alabama to help out small business. Also on our list of things to talk about, we mentioned it earlier, the face mask bedazzling and the LED lights and all the stuff to fancy up face mask. And I said I'd seen them online, just not seen them in person. Well, obviously, I am not in the loop because Hal said he's already seen a houndstooth mask. I know on the Twitter feed, here's an Auburn logo with Auburn camo kind of pattern mask there. Bo tells us Saturday morning at Walmart, there was a skillfully crafted camo mask with a white Alabama A. That's the Tillman's Corner Walmart there. So we're seeing images here from people that have already had encounters with fancy masks out there, as it looks like, I guess now, we were all told early on, masks weren't the thing, but now masks of some sort are the thing, but we're not supposed to get the N95s, those for the healthcare workers, we're just supposed to have a bandana or some kind of covering.
And with so many crafty people out there and so much extra time at home, it only makes sense that people are going to, you know, spruce up their masks a little bit, be original. So I'm excited to see what more people come up with out there.
The creative folks. On the way in the world of sports?
In the world of sports, Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner, has made a new rule for the NFL draft coming up later this month, which should make it even more interesting. And also, the NFL Hall of Fame committee unveiled the 2010s All-Decade team. I'll let you know who made the list coming up in sports.
And as well, as we mentioned last hour, and you can get more info on our Twitter feed or our Facebook page, one of the parts of the CARES Act that has not been discussed much is if people are pinched for cash right now, like so many are, government has now said in the CARES Act, you can take money out of your 401k and IRA with fewer consequences than usual. We'll give you details on that coming up. News from Channel 5 next.
Mako Forestry has the equipment and the knowledge to make your small or large property more usable, valuable, and absolutely more beautiful. Call Mako Forestry 251-747-1802 or online makoforestry.com and on Facebook.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Almost 200 new cases of COVID-19 were reported in Alabama in a single day. The state health department says there are now over 2,000 confirmed cases and 53 deaths statewide. With limited testing, 148 people have tested positive in Mobile County. 6 people have died. There are 38 confirmed cases in Baldwin County. Clark County now has reported 9 cases, while Washington County is reporting 6. The Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation estimates the number of COVID-19 cases will peak in just 8 days. Experts say the country will see the highest number of cases April 15th. They predict cases in Alabama and Mississippi will peak April 18th, while Florida's peak is expected on April 21st. The Institute says there will be about 237 deaths in Mississippi, more than 900 in Alabama, and more than 6,700 in Florida. First responders in Daphne will receive an extra $3 an hour in hazard pay. The city council also waived garbage fees for the next 3 months. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hey, Angelo, are you still open at Mobile Bay Coins?
We certainly are. Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Saturdays, 9 to 2.
Well, I know that gold and silver are in great demand right now. Do you have plenty in stock?
We have over 1,000 ounces of silver in stock and another 1,000 or 2 ounces in our pipeline coming down. 1-ounce silver rounds, American silver eagles, 10-ounce silver bars, some very cool 2-ounce high-relief items as well.
Do you have plenty of gold?
How much gold do you need? We've got hundreds of ounces in stock right now. Whether you're looking for Canadian maple leaves, American gold eagles, or some of that cool numismatic gold from the U.S. Mint from the 1900s.
And fractional too?
10th ounce, 1 gram, you name it. Lots of gold, lots of silver in stock and ready for you to pick up.
Do you still buy items from the public?
Of course we do. Whether you've got a gold or silver collection, scrap gold or silver, sterling silver, we buy all of those items. And many items we're paying way over spot to get. Even though many stores have closed, life hasn't stopped. So now more than ever, it's important to celebrate special people and special events in your life, whether it's Mother's Day, graduation, or an anniversary. And if you need to shop for some fine jewelry, go to MobileBayCoins.com and check it out.
This really isn't what I had in mind.
Well, our options for date night are very limited right now.
The car, though?
What? A little music? The moonroof? And us all alone without the kids? It's perfect. Now come here and give me a little smooch.
Stop. The neighbors will see.
Not with this new tent I had installed at Pro Tent Window Tinting.
Aw, honey, you've thought of everything. You're the best.
Pro Tent Window Tinting, helping you navigate through these uncertain times. For a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, call 802-1234 today. That's 802-1234.
Good morning, 720 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Detroit Tigers legend Al Kaline passed away on Monday at the age of 85. His cause of death was not immediately available. Over 22 seasons with the Detroit Tigers, the Hall of Famer was selected to 18 All-Star teams. He earned 10 Gold Glove Awards, won the 1955 batting title, and also led the Tigers to a World Series win in 1968. Kaline played 2,834 games, all with Detroit, which earned him the nickname Mr. Tiger. He had 3,007 hits and 399 career home runs. Detroit retired Kaline's number 6 in 1980. That was the same year that he was inducted into the National Baseball Hall of Fame.
By far, being inducted into the Hall of Fame is the proudest moment of my life. You can be sure that I will make every effort to live up to the obligations associated with this honor.
Following his retirement in 1974, Kaline joined the Tigers broadcast team. Then he worked as a special assistant for the Detroit organization until his death. In NFL news, the 2020 draft still scheduled to begin on April 23rd. Last month, the league announced it would not be held in Las Vegas as originally planned, but will likely be held in a studio setting with live check-ins with players from their homes. Yesterday, league commissioner Roger Goodell sent a memo to all teams announcing that because league and team facilities are closed, teams should prepare to conduct the draft from their own homes. Team personnel were advised that they cannot congregate in one location, but that each individual must be in separate locations using the phone and the internet to communicate. The New Orleans Saints were originally planning to conduct their draft from a New Orleans brewery owned by team owner Gail Benson. Now, just like the rest of the league, the general manager, head coach Sean Payton, coordinators, and scouts must all be separate. That should make for some interesting selections during the draft. In March, the league prohibited teams from conducting pre-draft visits with prospects at club facilities, which forced them to rely on virtual methods to meet with prospective players. The draft will run from April 23rd through the 25th. Yesterday, the NFL Hall of Fame committee unveiled the 2010s All-Decade Team. There were 8 players chosen unanimously by the 48-member committee: Tom Brady, Adrian Peterson, Joe Thomas, Marshall Yanda, J.J. Watt, Aaron Donald, Von Miller, and Justin Tucker. Brady's joined at quarterback by Green Bay's Aaron Rodgers. Many believe that New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees was snubbed from the All-Decade Team. The Saints' Twitter account made their case for the quarterback, tweeting, "Started the decade as the Super Bowl MVP and AP Male Athlete of the Year. Finished the decade leading the NFL in passing yards, touchdowns, completion percentage, and completions. Hashtag all decade." While Brees did not make the cut, 4 Saints did make the team. Current Saints defensive end Cam Jordan, former Saints running backs Darren Sproles and Adrian Peterson, and longtime offensive guard Jahri Evans. Atlanta Falcons receiver Julio Jones was the only former Alabama Crimson Tide player to make the team, while no former Auburn Tiger made the list. And in college basketball, Samford University has named former Mountain Brook High School coach Bucky McMillan the Bulldogs' new head coach. In 12 seasons at Mountain Brook, McMillan won 5 state championships with the Spartans, and in 2018 was named the National Coach of the Year. 724 on FM Talk 106.5, I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. Employees with 401k retirement plans can contribute up to $19,500 to their accounts in 2020. And if you're older than 50, you can save an additional $6,500. You do have to pay taxes on that money when you withdraw it in retirement, but it can grow tax-free until then. You can also get tax benefits by contributing up to $6,000 to a traditional or Roth individual retirement account. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
You're a small business owner, and there's nothing small about what you do. That's why Dell Small Business Technology Advisors give you trusted advice, one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions, like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, networking, plus thousands of top-brand electronics, accessories, and software. No matter your technology needs, Dell is here to help your small business do big things. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online, and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered showers today with temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy and warmer with isolated showers and highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, hanging out with my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. And Sid, as you know, I've got two houses, unfortunately, right now. I got the one that y'all have been taking care of for so many years with its weed-free lawn. Looks fantastic. I got the house we bought that we've moved into that I didn't have you taking care of all those years. Man, I got weeds. Like, I'm not used to this. I'd forgotten what it was like to have weeds everywhere.
Yeah, so...
What do I do?
Well, you know, we can still come clean it up. Let me just put your mind at ease right there. So we would come out, we would clean up the weeds you have. But the real key is going to be putting out a pre-emergent at that time as well, because there's a whole new batch of weeds coming. So if you're seeing weeds now, that's okay. We can clean those up. But it's really the weeds coming in summer that we're more concerned about. So just give us a call. We'll come out.
Okay, so you can deal with the weeds that are existing right now in that yard, and then you can get me back on this program so I don't see them in the future.
That is correct.
All right, how do we get in touch?
Well, you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Good morning for the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. The few accidents we've had now out of the roadways looks good from Loxley all the way to Daphne along I-10 and across the Bayway. Once again, the 1065 split clear. A couple accidents we've had, minor now, moved out of the roadway. Old Shell, Moffitt, and Dolphin at 65, seeing some backups, but nothing out of the ordinary. Lotus CBD in Orange Beach on Perdido Beach Boulevard and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street across from the golf course offer all things hemp. If you're suffering from anxiety or depression, they can help. See them on Facebook, Lotus CBD. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 1065 Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 728 FM Talk 1065 and Mobile Boardings. Sean Dalton, Dr. Bill's on the way in just a couple minutes. I want to, let me add to this too. Let me add to this conversation about Mondays. You know, people were talking about yesterday, Monday, during coronavirus. I saw somebody post up, well, it's no different than any other day. Yeah, it was a Monday. We'll set it this way. I drive into my... Dalton has heard and seen the damage from this morning. How about you drive into your garage?
Okay.
Drive into your garage. And your front tire, your truck, crushes a full 1 gallon can of white paint that explodes. All over your garage and your truck that's not white.
Oh, my goodness.
I might have more of that story coming up. So that's a Monday thing. So there's still, even though you're staying at home for folks and stuff, there's still Mondays happening all over the place. So yesterday, I'm glad it's in the rear view.
I'm about to go take a look at your truck.
Yes, you should see the undercarriage. It's something.
Ooh.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Hi, Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Almost 200 new cases of COVID-19 were reported in Alabama in a single day. The state health department says there are now over 2,000 confirmed cases and 53 deaths statewide. With limited testing, 148 people have tested positive in Mobile County. 6 people have died. There are 38 confirmed cases in Baldwin County. Clark County now has reported 9 cases, while Washington County is reporting 6. The Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation estimates the number of COVID-19 cases will peak in just 8 days. Experts say the country will see the highest number of cases April 15th. They predict cases in Alabama and Mississippi will peak April 18th, while Florida's peak is expected on April 21st. The Institute says there will be about 237 deaths in Mississippi, more than 900 in Alabama, and more than 6,700 in Florida. First responders in Daphne will receive an extra $3 an hour in hazard pay. The city council also waived garbage fees for the next 3 months. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Crime never takes a break. As you well know, with all the threats in our world today, it'd be a great idea to check out the safes at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes in Mobile and D'Iberville. No matter what you need to protect from theft or fire, they've got the right Liberty Safe at just the right price. And starting today, for a limited time, any safe over $1,500 will be delivered absolutely free, ground floor up to 50 miles. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, call ahead for store hours or go to mwliberty.com to place your order. It's service after the sale at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes.
Special report, coronavirus update. A top British official says Prime Minister Boris Johnson, although in intensive care at a London hospital, is not on a ventilator. Cabinet Office Minister Michael Gove said Johnson is being given oxygen. Acting Navy Secretary Thomas Modley apologizes for criticism of the aircraft carrier captain fired over a memo pleading for help as coronavirus struck his ship.
He issued a new statement apologizing for his comments, saying, "Let me be clear, I do not think Captain Brett Crozier is naive nor stupid. I believe precisely because he is not naive and stupid that he sent this alarming email with the intention of getting it into the public domain in an effort to draw public attention to the situation on his ship."
Correspondent Ryan Brown. Despite the coronavirus outbreak, polling centers are open in Wisconsin for the state's presidential primary today. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kuschenko with Your Money Now. Two former Fox Sports executives have been charged with participating in an alleged scheme to pay millions of dollars in bribes to soccer officials in exchange for broadcasting rights. According to a U.S. grand jury indictment, Hernan Lopez and Carlos Martinez helped bribe officials at FIFA's Soccer Confederation in South America. Oil companies are turning to rail cars to stash the crude they can't sell as the world runs out of places to store a growing glut of cheap barrels. North American producers, refiners, and traders are now looking to store excess oil in rail yards in Texas and Canada amid the crude market's historic plunge and collapsing demand. Airbnb is raising $1 billion in funding from two private equity firms as it reels from a global hit to its business caused by the pandemic. Getting back to oil, now up 64 cents at $26.72 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a continued rally. And that's Your Money Now.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-646-9595.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
As a homeowner and your neighbor, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Specialty. When you turn to the experts at Air Specialty, you can rest assured you're getting the best quality service in the Mobile area. Air Specialty is a Carrier Factory authorized dealer and strives to provide outstanding AC services that leaves me confident in the fact that my home comfort is in the right hands. Air Specialty and Carrier can do it all. Visit air-specialty.com to see everything they have to offer you.
Air Specialty.
License number 84408.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Right, how are we shaping up for today? It's in the 60s now. I see some clouds out there.
Yeah, actually we have quite a few showers across the central portion of Mississippi and Alabama, and it's all due to a warm front that's moving from the Gulf onshore into Louisiana. And that front will continue to move north into Mississippi and to Alabama today. So that's going to help set off a few showers. And it looks like in our area it'll be this afternoon. And the temperatures will be in the upper 70s. Tonight, I list for mostly cloudy skies. And we'll be really on the warm side tonight, 68 for the low. And then for tomorrow, we're going to see warmer temperatures. And it'll be partly cloudy, a slight chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm, and tomorrow's high up around 85 to 86 degrees. Now, looking ahead to Thursday, it'll be mostly cloudy. A few showers are possible in the afternoon, again, high up in the mid-80s. And then Thursday night, a cold front will move in, and that's going to cool us off for Friday and through the weekend. So Thursday, a few showers, mid-80s, and showers will be numerous Thursday night, along with a few thunderstorms. And then on Friday, just a few morning showers, and then mostly cloudy and cooler with a high of only 72. And the weekend, well, Saturday, partly cloudy with a good chance of showers developing in the afternoon and on into the nighttime hours. The high on Saturday be in the mid-70s. And the reason for the increase in shower activity as we get into Saturday night, a storm system coming out of Texas. And it looks like Sunday, showers will occur in the morning and then improving in the afternoon with a high around 80 degrees. So we have two events here for some showers. And that one I just mentioned is over the weekend with that storm coming out of Texas. And then, of course, today we're going to see a few showers develop with this warm front moving onshore.
Dr. Bill, you mentioned those thunderstorms. Severe weather associated with any of these passing showers and thunderstorms? What are you looking at?
I don't expect any kind of a tornado activity. Today we'll see scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm or two around. And they can produce some gusty winds. I don't see a problem there. Thursday night, with the cold front coming in, we'll see thunderstorms and, again, some gusty winds with those thunderstorms. And then over the weekend, with a storm coming out of Texas, we could see a few thunderstorms for Saturday night. Right now, I don't expect any kind of a severe weather outbreak at this time.
All right, Dr. Bill, and a reminder, too, if somebody is wanting to get a copy of the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, but they're, you know, they're staying at home, they're not going out, they're making sure they're socially distant, they can do it online.
Sure can. All you need is to type in MobileWeatherAlmanac.com. It's MobileWeatherAlmanac.com, and you'll have access to the current almanac, and you'll also look at last year's if you want to compare this year with last year.
All right. Good stuff, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast. And on the way, that story, I put this up, the link, if you want the details, which I imagine a lot of folks will want to read through this. The story is up on our Facebook page and the Twitter feed. But coming up, cashing out a 401k due to COVID-19. Under the CARES Act, individuals impacted by coronavirus can access up to $100,000 from your 401k or IRA with fewer consequences than usual. We'll run through that here in just a little bit. Also, numbers coming in.
Yeah, as of the last few minutes, Alabama Department of Public Health have updated their coronavirus numbers for the state, and we're now up to 2,008 confirmed cases in the state. 39 now have died from the illness as they individually look at each death and decide whether it was contributed to COVID-19 or not. 14,765 total tests have been conducted, 272 hospitalizations since March 13th. Now, looking locally at the numbers, 38 cases in Baldwin County with one death, 151 cases now in Mobile County with six deaths, six cases in Washington County with one death, nine cases in Clark County, five in Monroe, three in Escambia, six in Choctaw County, two in Conecuh, and 13 cases now in Wilcox County.
Also, an update here, a story that you've been talking about, and we were talking about in depth yesterday, has made it to a lot of news agencies as of this morning about the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluations and the impact. So this group forecast what they think demand will be for hospital beds, ICU beds, ventilators, those kind of things. They project this, and it's a planning mechanism, could be used for municipalities or states or the federal government. But they've come way back down on their estimates for Alabama, total number of deaths, total number of hospitalizations. That was pretty good news yesterday.
Yeah, at the end of last week, if you looked at their projections, the models that they've been using at this IHME, which is from Washington University, and actually used by the federal government for a lot of their projections, along with the projections from the Imperial College of London. Well, the numbers were, I'll say, very scary. Mm-hmm. Last week, they said that they thought Alabama would need around 25,000 hospital beds once we reached our peak resource needs. That's now down to 2,052, according to their charts.
Wow.
And that's great news because 5,743 hospital beds are available across the entire state, which means we would not have a bed shortage if their model turns out to be close to correct. They also say now that we'll need 400 ICU beds. There are 474 apparently available in the state, and not sure how many ventilators we have on hand in Alabama, but they say we'll likely need 340 ventilators when we reach our peak resource use, and they're projecting for that to happen right around April 18th. But when you look at the number of deaths per day, That was a huge drop in their metrics over the weekend, because at one point I believe they had us up to 300 and around 50 deaths per day once we reach our peak. That number is now down to 43 deaths that they project on April 22nd. So they're projecting our peak in daily deaths in the state to come in around 15 days. And when they totaled up their projection for total number of deaths by August the 4th, that number was right around 5,000 just a few days ago, according to their models. They've now dropped that all the way down to 923 across the state.
Fantastic. Let's keep going on that trend as things, you know, we still have weeks here to where at our peak, but they're scaling back their forecast of the situation in Alabama. Doesn't look that good when you look at other states like Louisiana, but Alabama's story is maybe changing. By the way, this is one of the questions I think most of us ask. When do you think things will start getting back to normal? It's our 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. When do things get back to normal? Your choices: May, June, July, August, the fall and winter of 2020, or next year. You can vote online, front page of fmtalk1065.com. Most votes clustered right now in June, July, and August. Tell us what you think. fmtalk1065.com. You'll see the 1-800-GOT-JUNK logo right underneath that, the online opinion poll question. Speaking of 1-800-GOT-JUNK, that's my buddy Trey. He and his crew, they're still working, and they can do this social distancing thing quite well. Show up at your house. You can point from a distance at the things you want gone. They will quote you a price, and if you say yes, they'll get to work and get it done. It all starts with a phone call or hopping on the web to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com or picking up the phone, 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They'll give you an appointment time. They'll stop by. It could be your home. It could be maybe a storage building out back. It could be, you often think about these things in your house. Oh, we got boxes of this, that, and the other. What if you got storage building in the back you don't want? What if you have the full Redwood Explosion kids swing set fantasy? I think there's probably one labeled like that. And your youngest child is in their 30s. Maybe it's time to let that go. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK and let them haul it off for you. It's just that easy. Online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com or pick up the phone and call them at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And also the sponsor of our online opinion poll question. We'll check traffic with Kane coming up next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Adam Chronister, CEO of Pelican Point Advisors, makers of software that drives the profitability of small business. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors.
The Roberts Brothers Charitable Fund is a nonprofit program that provides financial and emotional support for Gulf Coast families that have endured the loss of a child. The Charitable Fund gives Roberts Brothers the chance to give back to our community. Visit robertsbrotherscharity.com for more information and to donate today.
Adam's inspiration for Pelican Point Advisors began, guess where? Fishing off of Pelican Point. The initial goal was to create a software package for dentists to help them build their practice's profitability. Adam realized that the issues dentists were facing were not unique to dentists, but were small business issues. And he's since modified the software to accommodate all types of small business and has sold it to CPAs as a part of the CPA industry's new consultative approach. And his life since the COVID-19 epidemic? Nearly unchanged since he works from home and his entire workforce is remote. There's something to learn here. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
If your business is running perfectly smooth with no IT issues, congratulations. For the other 99%, there's CSpire Business. We're more than your IT provider. We're your partner. Our team has the insight and experience to navigate your toughest challenges. For cloud, cybersecurity, connectivity, and so much more, the choice is clear. CSpire Business. Insight, experience, your IT partner. Get fiber fast with gigabit internet speeds. Learn more at cspire.com/business.
Good morning from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Accident free conditions continue at night. Traffic from the 1065 split, Government 65, seeing some heavier pockets of traffic, Airport and University as well. Tillman's Corner and Theodore looks great. Long 90, Theodore Dawes Road and Old Pass Cugula Road with no major delays or backups. Lotus CBD in Orange Beach on Perdido Beach Boulevard and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street across from the golf course offer all things hemp. Now also offering curbside service. Find them on Facebook. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
7:45, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Hey, coming up next hour, Quinn Hilliard joins us. And a heads up today, too, another edition of What's Working, special edition with Cam Marston. That'll happen at 1 o'clock noon today on Midday Mobile. Lieutenant Governor of the State, Will Ainsworth, joins us. Also, Jennifer Boozer from Canabama joins us. Talk about small businesses, how they're working through this coronavirus economy. All that on the way today, right here on FM Talk 106.5. And this story listed or linked over at our Facebook page and on the Twitter feed at FM Talk 106.5. It's facebook.com/FM Talk 106.5. Hopefully you like the page before, but if not, go like it and you'll check this story out. Also, the Twitter feed at FM Talk 106.5. It's a story from the folks over at NerdWallet, and it says, under the CARES Act, individuals impacted by coronavirus can access up to $100,000 from their 401ks and IRAs with fewer consequences than usual. Goes on, and this is part of the CARES Act that probably has not had nearly the attention of the one-time payment and the small business loans, but $300 billion earmarked for direct payments is getting considerable attention. But the CARES Act language on early withdrawals from retirement accounts is remarkable in itself. Here's a broad overview. Individuals affected by COVID-19 can withdraw up to $100,000 from employee-sponsored retirement accounts like 401ks and 403bs, as well as personal retirement accounts such as traditional individual retirement accounts or a combination of these. The 10% penalty is going to be waived for distributions made in this year. There are no mandatory withholding requirements. The distribution can be taxed as income spread evenly over the tax years 2020, 2021, and 2022. However, if you can pay back the amount you took out within 3 years, you can claim a refund on those taxes. In other words, no tax implication.
That's outstanding.
Yeah, it's a big deal here. 401k plan participants can now take out 100% of their vested balance. Previous rules limited borrowers to 50% as a loan up to $100,000. So you can take out as much as $100,000, and the payments on this loan can be delayed for up to 1 year. CARES Act also waives required minimum distributions from retirement accounts in 2020, which is a significant update for today's retirees. For those owed age 70 and a half and older, you can forego the distribution and let it grow for another year, which can help prevent retirees from having to sell stock investments at a bad time. This can allow retirees to reduce their income taxes in 2020 without the distribution. And more details on this, on who's all qualified and how it works, is linked through on the story on our Facebook page and Twitter feed. 7:48, sports on the way.
This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars. Right now, our country and beloved city is trying to navigate through uncertain times, and I have no doubt that we as Mobilians will make it through stronger than ever. In order to do that, we need to come together, help and support one another. Being a family-owned business, we rely on the support of our local community and customers to keep our business moving forward. At Classic Cars, we're open for business in both our sales and service departments, and we are not alone. Throughout our city, locally owned and small businesses are what makes the great city of Mobile great and unique. And the people that work at these places are the backbone of these businesses and what keeps them moving forward. From all of us at Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, we'd like to ask you to make an effort and continue to shop locally. Support all of Mobile's small businesses, from clothing stores, restaurants, radio stations, and everything in between. And together, let's all keep Mobile moving forward.
The people of Baldwin County believe in hard work, and they take pride in the work they do. The folks at Gulf Coast Tools share these values and are committed to helping you get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools in Foley offers a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. After the work is done, Gulf Coast Tools has you covered as your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer, offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley, and like us on Facebook.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Almost 200 new cases of COVID-19 were reported in Alabama in a single day. The state health department says there are now over 2,000 confirmed cases and 53 deaths statewide. With limited testing, 148 people have tested positive in Mobile County. 6 people have died. There are 38 confirmed cases in Baldwin County. Clark County now has reported 9 cases, while Washington County is reporting 6. The Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation estimates the number of COVID-19
cases will peak in just 8 days. Experts say the country will see the highest number of cases April 15th. They predict cases in Alabama and Mississippi will peak April 18th, while Florida's peak is expected on April 21st. The Institute says there will be about 237 deaths in Mississippi, more than 900 in Alabama, and more than 6,700 in Florida. First responders in Daphne will receive an extra $3 an hour in hazard pay. The city council also waived garbage fees for the next 3 months. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
751 FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Horwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Detroit Tigers legend Al Kaline passed away on Monday at the age of 85, according to the Detroit Free Press. Kaline's cause of death was not available. Over 22 seasons with the Tigers, the Hall of Famer was selected to 18 All-Star teams. He earned 10 Gold Glove Awards, won the 1955 batting title, and led the Tigers to a World Series win in 1968. Kaline played 2,834 MLB games, all with Detroit, which earned him the nickname Mr. Tiger. He had 3,007 hits in his career and 399 home runs. Detroit retired Kaline's number 6 back in 1980. That was the same year he was inducted into the National Baseball Hall of Fame.
By far, being inducted into the Hall of Fame is the proudest moment of my life. You can be sure that I will make every effort to live up to the obligations associated with this honor.
Following his retirement in 1974, Kaline joined the Tigers broadcast team and then worked as a special assistant for the Detroit organization until his death. Yesterday, the NFL Hall of Fame committee unveiled the 2010s All-Decade Team. There were 8 players chosen unanimously by the 48-member committee: Tom Brady, Adrian Peterson, Joe Thomas, Marshall Yanda, J.J. Watt, Aaron Donald, Von Miller, and Justin Tucker. Brady's joined at quarterback by Green Bay's Aaron Rodgers. Many believe that New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees was snubbed from the All-Decade Team. The Saints' Twitter account made their case for their quarterback, tweeting, "Started the decade as the Super Bowl MVP and AP Male Athlete of the Year. Finished the decade leading the NFL in passing yards, touchdowns, completion percentage, and completions. Hashtag All Decade." While Brees didn't make the cut, 4 Saints did make the All-Decade Team. Current Saints defensive end Cameron Jordan, former Saints running backs Darren Sproles and Adrian Peterson, and longtime offensive guard Jahri Evans. Atlanta Falcons and former University of Alabama wide receiver Julio Jones was the only tied player to make the team, while no former Auburn Tiger made the list. And in college basketball, Samford University has named former Mountain Brook High School coach Bucky McMillan the Bulldogs' new head coach. In 12 seasons at Mountain Brook, McMillan won 5 state championships with the Spartans and was named National Coach of the Year in 2018. 753 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Horwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered showers today with temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy and warmer with isolated showers and highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, we've had a good ride from Fairhope and Daphne. Light traffic along 98. Spanish Ford, again to Malvis, 181 and I-10, all the way over at the Bayway, really looking good. Couple accidents we've had have been minor and moved into parking lots pretty quick so far this morning. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne and Tillman's Corner is offering delivery through the waiter app. Also call ahead to any order and pick up as well. Lunch today, 7 wings and french fries, just $9.99. And Daphne, call 625-3910. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
As we all watch these unprecedented events of the coronavirus unfold, we at Southern Cancer Center want to assure you that we are working hard to protect our community and our patients. Cancer patients often have weakened immune systems and are more vulnerable to infection. They're already fighting cancer. Please don't make them fight this virus too. Do your part to stop the spread. Stay distant. Wash your hands.
cover your coughs and sneezes. Together, we will get through this. Find more information at southerncancercenter.com.
755 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Coming up, Quinn Hillier joins us in the next hour. And our text line and phone line, 343-0106. Love to hear from you. Oh, by the way, one of those signs of things getting back to normal. With all deference to my friends at WKRG, and I'm reporting the story this way because there are no injuries reported, okay, before anybody gets up in arms. They were reporting on an apartment fire again on TV today. And I said, you know, that's what we want to get back to. The good old-fashioned days when apartment fires led any kind of morning news. Overnight apartment fires always had somebody doing a stand-up out in front of the place. Yeah, as you can see here, the flames ripped through the...
Yeah, I believe it's been a while since we've seen a shark in the Gulf story.
Shark stories.
Does that mean the sharks have decided not to swim up into the Gulf
They're all gone. They're quarantined as well. They're socially distant. So, I mean, if we get back to normal, back when it used to be... just apartment fires and sharks and stuff like that. Those were the days in the news, which, by the way, we're asking this question from you on the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. When do you think things will start getting back to normal? Right now, 25% of y'all say June. Another 25% say July. Most folks are saying August, but your choice is May, June, July, August, the fall, winter of 2020 or 2021. So let us know what you think. And getting back to normal, it's maybe different for different folks, but let's just say not like it is now.
Yeah, it's all relative. For me, getting back to normal means kids can go back to daycare and school.
And you're going to be able to watch football this fall?
And, oh, that's the most important thing. Oh, okay, I'm joking. That's not the most important
thing. No, it's a second.
It'll be back to normal when that happens.
All right, we'll continue the conversation next hour. Phone number, text line, 343-0106.